I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Irish Country Living Podcast.
Hi, Nevin.
Janine, how are you? And can you believe we're nearly into March already? It's unbelievable. Where's this year
going? And it's starting, the weather's starting to turn again. It was a bit cold today, so hopefully now we keep going into spring.
Yeah, I think we look forward to the longer days. And if we stretch in the days, I think it really helps everything. The whole farming community must be praying for a good weather and good harvest and growing and gardening. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know?
Absolutely. I know right now we're full swing into calving. So a little bit of nice weather would be great to keep the cows out on the grass and keep them happy.
Janine, we started work outside, and what we were doing is a new outside area in the restaurant. And we started just after January, probably the second week after we opened, not long after we'd done our January chat. And it's great. It's going to be an outdoor area where guests can have a wee drink before and after dinner. We won't serve food, but it's a retractable roof that opens and closes, and it's going to be paved. So it's a bit of a mess at the minute, but it will in a few weeks' time. It'll be great. By the end of March, get done. So please,
that sounds fantastic. I can't wait to see that. I'll be popping up to you in the next few months, so I'm looking forward to that.
We can't wait to have you. We have the red carpet ready for you.
That's so exciting. It is that time of year, I suppose, where things are starting to, you're kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel in terms of winter. You know, things are mucky, they're muddy, but you can see them starting to kind of dry up a bit. The sun's kind of warming you up a bit. We have lots to celebrate this month. St. Patrick's Day is happening. The kids are going to go on Easter break from school. So there's going to be a lot of fun, hopefully fun activities for families this month.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy month. And that's why I was thinking, you know, that we could do kind of, I know we concentrated on the entertaining, but I'm going to go through some of the recipes. They're very simple, kind of like a salad using some nice hot smoked salmon. You know, you could use hot smoked trout with some little baby potatoes. Lovely, interesting dressing. Well, there's two kind of dressings. One of them is cider vinegar, a little bit of olive oil. And I love High Bank Orchard. They're a wonderful producer in Kilkenny. They do the most beautiful cider vinegar. And so we always think of maybe balsamic or different vinegars, but cider vinegar is gorgeous in this dressing. And you have these kind of little baby potatoes, which you par cook, warm them up. So you have this kind of warm salad with this hot smoked salmon in the recipe, or you could use hot smoked trout from Goat's Bridge, which is absolutely beautiful either. And then a lovely kind of a yogurt dressing to kind of cut through the kind of sharpness, but give a lovely bit of creaminess, a little bit of salad in that. So it's a bit of fun. There's nice eating in it. It's a relatively healthy dish. And, you know, if you're not a fan of either of the suggestions of fish, you could use some grilled chicken. It would work really well in this. A little bit of chicken, you know, even the chicken pie, something like that would be delicious. So would.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. And looking at that recipe, it really does kind of, we're at this kind of bridge between winter and spring, and that it feels, it's light, but it has, still has, like you said, it has a bit of eating to it. So it's got a great kind of flavor profile that will keep you really satisfied, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, like, you know, we'll talk about the main course, which is a lamb hot pot. And I was thinking of something maybe like parades and St. Patrick's Day coming up. It's something you could have made a few days ahead. You could put it into your slow cooker, go out and enjoy the day. A lot of people now have really invested in slow cookers. I know we talk about the air fryer, but the slow cooker, working from home, the smell of food, there's something about it. And in this lamb hot pot, we're using, you know, kind of the neck of lamb or the cheek of chops, like the shoulder of lamb. They're all good value, full of flavor. But you cook them low and slow. That's the key. And just for anyone watching this or listening to it, like if you don't have a slow cooker, like I haven't got until a couple of years ago, a casserole pot will do the same. It'll probably cook in less time. But that lovely bubbling of flavors and combination of your lovely vegetables, we're using some carrots, a bit of turnip in there, some onion, touch of garlic. But barley is a really interesting ingredient, which I really love in stews, casseroles and soups. Not everyone's cup of tea. So if you don't like barley, you could use some butter beans, which is lovely. I always have some in the cupboard under the pre-cooked ones in a tin or a carton. Just rinse them off and put them in. But with the barley, they give lovely richness. And what they do, they absorb all those lovely juices from the lamb, of smoked bacon and that, a little bit of stock. And it's a really, really lovely. And then, of course, a little bit of rosemary, which works really well. So it's an economical dish, Janine. It's not expensive. And you do cook it low and slow. But in a casserole pot, pardon me, what I would do is just pop it into the oven at about 160 and it'll cook in about maybe two and a half hours, depending on the size of the chunk of lamb that you get. And like I would pop potatoes in there, peel them, cut them into nice big chunks. So you're not dirtying another pot. And it's one of these dishes that will keep, you can batch cook it, but it's even nicer the next day. So it is. I love that way of cooking.
Oh yeah, it definitely is nicer the next day. And I actually love barley, but what I also love about this recipe is the addition of leeks kind of later on into the cooking. And I was wondering, you know, I tried this recipe out and I was like, what is that going to do? Is that going to do anything like adding the leeks in later? But it added such a beautiful, delicate flavor to the end product and went really, really nicely with the barley as well.
And like your leeks weren't mushy and overcooked. If you put them in at the start, after a couple of hours, they're going to be disintegrated and gone into mush, you know. So I like leeks. I think leeks are very much an underused vegetable. And in France, they're called the poor man's asparagus. I just think you utilize the bottom, the top of the leek, brilliant in soups. And it's one of the first things that I heard is that in France, when a newborn baby is weaning, that they give them a leek and potato soup, which I thought was really interesting. It shows their appreciation for the vegetable, which is very versatile. My mother used to do, I know we're talking about leeks, we're going to talk about lamb hot pot, but my mother used to do a gratin of leeks. So she'd cook them in some stock, put some white sauce over them, some breadcrumbs, if I remember right, and she'd bake them off, and they were delicious. So they were probably cut probably half the size, maybe about 4 or 5 inches. So it was a nice big chunk of a leek, but they were braised kind of whole. And I just thought that was really
different.
That
sounds amazing. I love leeks. I don't use them nearly enough. I love the delicate flavor of them. And actually, it's so funny because right now we're kind of in that hungry gap in our growing season, but I still have leeks out in my raised bed. You just keep them in all winter, even with the frost, they survived. I can still go out there and take a leek. So it's one of the few things still left in my garden that I was able to actually incorporate into the recipe.
Janine, I loved you said, I can go outside and take a leek. I love it. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm going to
quote you. That might get taken out of context.
Don't edit that. It's a leek the vegetable, Janine. I'm
believing it.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
It doesn't get leaked. So that was the main course for our entertaining at home, the lamb hot pot, which is absolutely gorgeous. Doesn't really require, it's got everything in it, right, that you need, the potatoes and all that. I did have one more question, and that was, when you're slow cooking, is there a particular kind of potato that you should use that won't either disintegrate or, you know,
I think
you want
that's
it
a really
to disintegrate good, a little bit.
That's a really good question. Well, you want to cook through, you want it to absorb the flavors. So what I tend to do, like if you're slow cooking, is don't put the potatoes in at the start, put them in kind of halfway through the cooking. Nice big chunks. I think a rooster is hard to beat. They're easy to peel, you know. I mean, I'm not an expert. I just think they're a great little potato. It's what I use a lot at home. Whereas the other little salad, we're using the little baby potatoes. And you could use some leftover boiled potatoes, just warm them up in the pan with a little bit of oil and butter, which would be gorgeous. So it's a really good question. I think the rooster is a very versatile all-rounder potato, to be honest with you. Cut into nice big chunks, be generous, not tiny little cubes, a nice big chunk of potato, because as I say, there's eating and drinking in this, with the barley, with the lamb, with all your vegetables, your leek, as you pointed out, and then your potatoes. There's so much flavor. It's delicious, delicious. It's
delicious and very hearty, for sure. A great Paddy's Day dinner if you're going to do that, if you have someone coming over. And so finally, for dessert, we're sticking with the kind of Irish theme, using lovely Irish ingredients. And so your dessert is an almond and apple tart.
Yeah, I suppose we wanted to celebrate the best of Irish, I suppose, when we were thinking about what will we do for our podcast, what will we do for the chat. You know, you have your beautiful hot smoked salmon or trout, you have your beautiful Irish lamb, and then the humble apple, which is a very versatile. Remember at Christmas, we were talking about leftover mince pie or mince meat. So we've done the frangipane kind of meat. Well, this isn't unlike it now, to be honest with you. So your sugar pastry is your regular sugar paste, which you can make ahead. A little tip just for anyone listening, I always make it in double and freeze half it. It'll probably keep for about 2 weeks in your fridge, but always freeze it, which keeps better, to be honest with you. So, and hard to beat some butter in a pastry. It just gives a richness. There's a little bit, it's not the most delicate pastry, to be honest with you, no, to work with, I mean, but it's a lovely crumbliness. There's a lovely flavor to this. And the beautiful thing about this tart, you don't have to bake it blind. So what we're doing our pastry pastry case. You line it about a 9-inch pastry kind of flan tin, you roll it out, and then you make up your frangipane, which is called an almond paste, which is your icing sugar. You can use caster sugar. I think icing sugar is a bit lighter, and some butter, flour. I've actually made this with gluten-free flour, which will work really well, or you can leave out the flour, but I always put a little bit of plain flour, some eggs into that, some ground almonds, and you can use rum. Rum and apples is beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. Or a lovely liqueur made in Cavan Cool Swan, which would work really, really well with this. So a little touch of vanilla, and one spice that goes so well with apples is cinnamon. A little bit of ground cinnamon, about half a teaspoonful. Beat that all together. That can be made 2 or 3 days, up to 5-6 days ahead. So it's a great little recipe. Your pastry can be made, your frangipane topping or almond paste goes on top. Peel a couple of apples, the nice big wedges. You don't power cook them. You push them in raw into the raw frangipane, which is on top of the raw pastry. So you're not baking it blind, in other words. And then it goes into the oven at about 180 fan oven. And that will take a good 30, 35, 40 minutes, depending on the thickness that it's cooked through, that the apples have kept their shape and texture, not their texture, that they've cooked through, but they haven't gone mushy. And then what I like to do is get a little bit of apple jelly or apricot jam. Now, we use a sugar glaze. You'd know this from being a chef. So we buy in this sugar glaze, probably made in France, and it's just a sugar syrup. And it gives the most beautiful shine when the tart comes out. So at home, I would say to anyone watching this, is just a little bit of apricot jam or apricot or apple jelly would work really well. It gives the most beautiful shine. So that there, serve with some ice cream, serve with some custard, serve with some whipped cream, because we are in Lent. But I always think St. Patrick's weekend is the weekend that you kind of take a little bit of a break just to enjoy a little treat. I remember we used to always go off the sweets, and then we'd keep a big huge collection box or a box of sweets, and then St. Patrick's Day we would stuff our faces with all different chocolate bars and sweets and all like that. So a wee treat like this, it's absolutely delicious, and it's great for feeding a group or a family. It'll keep for about 2 to 3 days. It won't last that long, but you serve it at room temperature. It doesn't have to be served warm, and it's so good. It's so delicious.
Gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous, and I love the effect the glaze has once it's out of the oven, and it's just so shiny and beautiful. Like, the presentation is actually beautiful. So, and that's really what I was thinking along the lines of for drinks pairings this time around. You know, great Irish ingredients. This is a great Irish menu. This is, I did have a little bit of St. Patrick in my mind. You know, what would he have been, you know, if he was celebrating his own feast day, what would he be pairing with his meal? And obviously it would be beer. It would be Irish made craft beer, and probably quite small batch as well. And so that's kind of what I focused on for pairing with your dinner party this time around. So to start off with the smoked salmon, the hot smoked salmon and baby potato salad, I went over to Westport several months ago, and they have this amazing craft brewery called Meskin. It's these two guys, one, they're kind of brewing in the Belgian style, so a lot of farmhouse type beers, small batch, really interesting flavors, really beautiful kind of, they come in smaller bottles, but they're just, the flavors are unreal. And as a beer lover, I just love how unique they are. And they are, they call themselves Meskin because there is some kind of connection there to Irish Druids. What are the guys, you know, the brothers, the monks?
Okay. Wow.
There is there's a little bit of a connection there to the monks are just at the base of Kirkpatrick, I think. And so there is that connection. And that's, I think, what they had in their mind when they were brewing as well. So I chose their Saison to pair with the smoked salmon, which is a little bit citrusy, but it's a Saison is a farmhouse gear. And it's from Belgium, but originally it was for the workers, the farm workers. And it was brewed seasonally. So it was, you know, it was different probably every time you would brew it. But this one is just so lovely. It's really easy drinking, but it's got a little hint of spice, a little hint of citrus, and just pairs beautifully with a kind of oaky smoked salmon and those new potatoes and a creamy dressing. So that's what I went with for that.
Yeah, it sounds great. And I love the way you've said that it's citrusy, because I think that'll work really well. Cut through the oiliness of the fish and a little bit of citrus, the lemon or whatever, you know, I think works really well. That sounds really lovely. Really lovely.
Yeah. But when you say there's eating and or there's, you know, a good bit of body in the salad, there is a tiny bit of body in this as well. It's not super, super light. So they do go together quite nicely. Now for the lamb, you know, when you have an Irish type stew, you automatically, I think your mind just automatically goes to a stout or something really, really heavy. But that lamb is so delicate and so beautiful. And the barley is just lovely and delicate as well. And then the addition of those leeks, like I said earlier, it's just brought this beautiful kind of end flavor, this end result. And so instead of a kind of heavy stout, I went for a darker ale. And there's this beautiful dark ale from West Kerry Brewery. It's a small brewery down in County Kerry. It's called Cool Dorka. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Hopefully I am. but it's a beautiful malty ale. It's a bit heavier than your average ale. It's got a little bit kind of chocolatey notes, a little tiny bit of spice there as well, which kind of just goes, or a bit of fruitiness that kind of goes with the lamb. And it's just easy drinking. It's not too heavy. And I thought that it just went so, so nicely with that tender lamb and that barley. That's what I chose for that.
And not too heavy either, or rich, which is important. You know, you have the fruit, as you said, and the whole combination. Lovely. Wow.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. And very, very drinkable. You could have more than one pint if you were so inclined. But
and Patrick's, and all of these beers.
All of these beers you can order online, so you can go to their websites and you can order them. Now for the tart, I didn't pair it with a beer. I thought, you know what? Apples, cider, you kind of have to go with a cider. And there's some really great small batch cider around the country. Really, really good places to get some, you know, lovely locally made cider from Irish apples. But obviously I'm in Tipperary. The apple farm is just down the road, and I've been drinking Conn's Irish cider for a really long time. so that's what I went with.
I love that man. He's such a great, we use his apple juice in the restaurant, and he's so passionate about his apples and what he grows and his whole environment. He's a wonderful man. He's a very, very smart
guy.
Good choice.
Yeah, Conn's great, and his cider is equally delicious. And you know what? It's you get that fruity flavor from it. You get that real apple taste, but it's a medium kind of, I would say it's more medium than medium dry. Like it's a little tiny bit on the sweeter side, but not so sweet that you're gonna not be able to have more than one sip of it, you know. And it goes really, really nicely because the almonds kind of are mellow, they're sweet, they're, you know, they have that unctuousness to it, and so it cuts through the almonds, but it also really highlights the apple in the tart. So
I love the whole combination of the apple and the cider. Like it's made obviously from apples, but it's a lovely combination. That sweet tart, that sugary pastry, you have that fresh zingy, a little bit sweet, as you said, cider. That's a great idea, great combination. Well done.
Yeah, no, I think it's a real winner this month. I think if anybody's planning a get together for St. Patrick's Day, if you're wondering what St. Patrick would have drank or would have eaten, these are probably, you know, he probably would have had fish from the rivers. He probably would have had whatever meat was available, maybe a bit of mutton or lamb, and he definitely would have had small batch beer. So yeah, it's a great menu.
I love it. And like I hope you know that everyone enjoys St. Patrick's Day and the month. And you know, we're a small country, but we produce the most amazing delicious food, and consistently, and you see it more and more now getting appreciated for the quality and the brilliant depth of flavour that we have within our natural raw ingredients. And like, I love the idea you go into the craft beers, because there's so many of them, and so many of them I don't know. And we, you know, we use some of them in our restaurants, you know, but it's just great to see more and more people just supporting local and buying Irish. I think that's the way forward.
Totally agree with you there, Nevin. Thank you so much for talking to me as always, and we'll be chatting again next month.
Yeah, and have a great St. Patrick's Day, and behave yourself, won't you now?
I'll try.
The Irish Country Living Podcast.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.